Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. It's lovely to be back today. And we're doing a series at the moment called Rule of Life. And today's episode is about living in simplicity. So simple living. And all of these areas that I've been talking about recently. So seeking the secret place with God and embracing the moment. And now living in simplicity are all things that we can see in the life of Jesus. And they're ways of living in which we can really position ourselves to receive more from God. And when it comes to living in simplicity or living simply, what we're doing is we're making room for God to work in our lives. And so when I talk about simplicity, I'm talking about time mainly and money and possessions. And so when it comes to time, I think at the moment our greatest temptation is to live in a very hurried and busy kind of way. And some of this is just the fact that we live in the 21st century, but also sometimes this way of living where we're super busy, super hurried all the time, it's not just like the fact that we live in the time that we do, but it's also, I think, the cultural expectations sometimes that we have or the way that we see others live. And so we have to be careful, and I'm trying to do this myself, where I'm not just conforming to the world when it comes to how I spend my time or how we spend time as a family, but rather we're seeking God's will and we're slowing down and we're making sure that we're choosing intentionally how we spend our time. And even as Christians, it's very easy for us to just fill up our schedules with things that can be very good in themselves. But sometimes there are too many things. And of course, Jesus, when he lived here on earth, he had a lot of stuff to do. I mean, his life was full. He was teaching, he was healing, he was releasing people. He was spending time alone with God and time alone with the disciples as well. He was doing life with them. He was spending time with sinners, eating and drinking with them. And yet, it feels like when you read the Gospels, and I talked a bit about this in another episode, that Jesus was very present, that he was very intentional, that he was busy but not hurried. So he had things to do, but he wasn't hustling around. He was just doing things in a very focused, a very deep way. And yeah, and I guess that's the same with us. It's not that we can't have things to do. It's not that I'm saying we should be bored or that we should, our lives should be empty. It's actually the opposite of that. Our lives should be full of good things, but sometimes I think we think of these good things as being lots of different things, when in fact sometimes I think it's fewer things but with more focus and with more depth. And sometimes it's not so much doing things that with lots of different people. There is that as well. But sometimes, for example, for us as mums, I think it's really important for us to make sure that during the week and the weekend even as well, we're really spending focused time with our children. We're having time together as a family. We're spending time around the table, not just going to meet the church for meetings, for prayer and all those things, which can be good, obviously, as well. But also we're making sure that we're spending focused time with our children, like Jesus did with his disciples. And then he spent even more focused time with the three, that we would also spend like a very focused time with our children, and we slow down with them and we sit with them at the table and we're just taking our time. We're not rushing to the next thing. Our lives aren't controlled by all these timetables, by all these things that we have to get out and do. Rather, we're making room in our schedules for being with our kids, sitting down with them, spending time with them, and not rushing around all the time. So for me, this area of simplicity has a lot to do with this thing of how we spend our time. And obviously, this is something that we need to be asking the Lord to show us. We need the Holy Spirit to be challenging us, convicting us, and encouraging us as well. And yeah, we really need that in our schedules, in our lives. We need to be constantly making sure that we're not trying to do everything, but we're very focused on the things that God wants for us, specifically as mums and then in our families as well. So that's when it comes to time. And when it comes to possessions, material things, this is also something that I think nowadays we have a greater temptation, maybe because of social media and because of the digital revolution and the amount of content we have. It's very easy for us to feel like we should always be buying new things and getting new this and new that, and we can become very materialistic. And yeah, this thing of simplicity is being content in what we have and making the most of what we have. And obviously, when things break or when things are worn, we can replace them, but not feeling like a kind of craving of always having more or having better, or having the latest version of this or the latest version of that, but finding more contentment in things. And also, when it comes to simplicity and living more simply, it's also about being able to give to others, being able to give to the poor, being able to give to people who don't have as much as we have. And yeah, and that happens as we're decluttering our houses, as we're being more careful what we spend our money on. We're more able to give to others and to be generous and to, yeah, to provide for those who don't have as much as we have. So living simply, I believe, is a very Jesus-centered way of living. It's what he himself did. And yeah, we just need to keep asking the Holy Spirit to be showing us how we can live in this way and be more like Jesus rather than following certain specific rules that are the same for everyone. I guess we need to be focusing on the principles of simple living and asking the Holy Spirit what that looks like for us and for our families. But I do want to add a few kind of ideas to help you in this area and to help myself as well to think through different things that maybe God is calling us to adopt a simpler way. So starting with time, I would say that it's really important whenever we have an opportunity to do something that's going to require time, that we really count the cost. And this is something I think we should be constantly doing. Whenever someone says to us, do you want to collaborate with me on this? Or do you want to help me with that? Or would you like to be involved with the other? It's really something that we need to be constantly looking at. How much time is this going to actually take? Well, especially when we're talking about like a commitment, like something that's going to happen once a week or once a month or whatever. So something more along those lines. The second thing I would say that is important for us to be careful about is our children's schedule. So often I think nowadays when we have children, we want to be giving them activities and hobbies, and we want them to go to their birthday parties and to do this and to do the other. And yeah, these things can be very good, but sometimes I think kids also need downtime, and they need time, as I was saying before, at home with us. They need time just being within the family and doing life together. They need us to be discipling them as well. So yeah, I guess here I would say just making sure that we're not overcommitted with different hobbies and activities with our kids. So we're just being very particular, even I would say is a good word, very particular about what we get our children to do as extracurricular activities. And yeah, that we're just making sure that these things, though they could be good in themselves, that we're not trying to do too many or trying to get our children to do too many at once. So for instance, if you have a son who likes football and like he has to go 2 or 3 times a week, maybe that activity is enough. Maybe he doesn't need to be doing swimming and judo as well. And I'm not saying this for you to feel bad or anything like that. So this obviously it depends all on your family dynamics. But I know for myself, if my son were doing football 2 or 3 times a week, I probably wouldn't put him in another activity because he already has school until quite late-ish in general. So here in Portugal, school timetables are a bit later. And yes, and weekends and church things and family and stuff. So I would choose not to in the situation that I'm in now, which is where my son is at school. Now, if you're homeschooling and you're doing 2 hours a day, maybe every day in the afternoon, your child can be involved in different activities. So this obviously depends a lot on your situation, how many things your children are already involved in, and if they're being homeschooled or if they're learning in a normal school or an outside school, I should say. So yeah, this is something that's going to vary a bit, but I would say just to be asking the Lord to show us when too much is too much, when there's too much of a good thing, or what can be a good thing, but is actually restricting us from another good thing, which is spending time at home with a family, being together as a family. So, yeah, just being really careful with these extracurricular activities. So that's number 2, and that's in relation to time. And now I want to talk a bit about money and possessions. So living more simply, I would use just a few general principles, but one would be that we ask ourselves questions before we buy things. And so we all need to be doing this. I need to be doing this, which is this something that I need? Is this something that I can use for kingdom purposes? Is this something that is going to bring blessing to the whole family? So these are general questions that we can be asking. And another principle that I would use in terms of living simply is that when we buy new things, when we get new things, we find a way of what we're not going to use anymore. So the thing that's either old, that doesn't fit us anymore, if it's clothes, or doesn't fit our children anymore, things that our children outgrow, so games and toys, we always find a way of actually releasing them. And so giving them to someone else, giving them to someone who needs these things, giving them to people from church, giving them to poor people in our neighborhood. So just having this constant cycle of when we're getting new things, we're also releasing the old things that we're not using anymore. So yeah, unless obviously there's something new because we need an extra something, a second item of something, that's fine. But I'm talking about maybe clothes when our kids outgrow clothes or toys or books or things that they don't use anymore, just try to be constantly releasing them. And there is room, I think, for now and then saving something. Like I have a few clothes from my daughters from when they were babies and from my son as well. And I have just one specific box and I've just saved 1 or 2 things, not many, but just things for me to look at one day. But I've also come to realize that at times I have had bags of clothes from my children that didn't fit them anymore. And I just put them all, like in all these clothes in a bag, put it in the garage, and I just left bags there for like a year or 2 years. And I found one such bag the other day, and I was thinking that it was so silly that I held on to these clothes for so long because I have space for them. And actually someone who could have done with those clothes could have had them. So yeah, I'm really going to be trying to be more careful in this area of when I'm decluttering, trying to actually give away the clothes as soon as I can rather than just having them in a bag somewhere for a year or two or whatever. So yeah, that's something that I think is really good, is when we're doing this thing of decluttering, of releasing things that we don't use anymore, so that we quickly give them to those who might need them. And I know there's God's grace in this, that maybe those clothes that I found the other day, maybe they'll go to the right person at the right time. But I was just thinking that also there is a place for us to just release what we have straight away, that we don't need to be holding on to things. And yeah, and so that was just something that I'd been thinking about anyway. So that's it for today's episode. I hope it blessed you, encouraged you, and spoke to your heart. And in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about living simply in terms of our homemaking. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you tune in.